Let's go to Jake over in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jake.
Morning. Question for you. You and Cyrus like to have fun with the music, and I got me thinking about the music during Mass. And, you know, probably you get a bunch of kids, and Cyrus got some kids, and I'm sure you have your favorite hymns during Mass, and the kids do. You see them rocking out to some and not so much with others. How do we decide what songs are going to be done during that Mass?
Well, okay, fair question. The decision is typically made by the choir director, who in many parishes is responsible for selecting the prayers for every Mass, you know, during the week. It could be by direction of the parish priest, if that's a duty that he has undertaken to himself. There are also services that parishes can subscribe to that provide for them a list of recommended songs based upon the feast day or whatever the importance is of a given Sunday. And some of these services would provide, here's a list of songs that deal with the readings that you're going to be reading on this Sunday. So my impression is that generally it would be the choir director or the parish priest, one of the two.
Okay. One more quick question and then a comment.
Yeah, sure.
How do we say which hymns, which songs, if you will, are okay for use during Mass? Is there a generalized, giant library of approved Catholic hymns that we can use during Mass?
Yes. So there are companies like Oregon Catholic Press and a number of others that produce hymnals that have been approved for use in Catholic churches by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. And so you would find a mix of contemporary and older, more traditional songs. Some of these publishers skew heavily in the direction of the newer songs. But regardless, the fact is that kind of a company that provides that kind of a songbook for Catholic parishes would have the approval of the U.S. Bishops Conference. So ultimately, if I'm understanding your question correctly, who decides? Well, in that sense, the bishops decide by way of approval of those things. Now, there are plenty of songs that I personally hate. I actually hate them because to me they're very distracting, or they're just—it's more like a show tune than anything. So, if I had my druthers, there would be some songs that would not be found in the hymnals, and other songs that would give more pride of place. But that's my own personal opinion. Ultimately, it would get down to the bishop's approval.
So, am I wrongly lobbying for Chris Christopherson's "Why Me, Lord"? Because I think it's a wonderful song, and I think it's saying all the right things. And, could that?
I know Chris Christopherson. Had a little blip there. Obviously, I'm familiar with the artist, so I don't know that song offhand. But the key is, and if you go to the Second Vatican Council's document, Sacrosanctum Concilium, that's the document on the reform of the liturgy, it emphasizes secret. So it doesn't have to be bad, but profane music, secular music, is not the same as sacred music. And so, like you wouldn't play the Carpenters' "We've Only Just Begun" at somebody's baptism, even though some of the words to "We've Only Just Begun" might be in some way kind of appropriate. It's a profane song. It's a secular song, and it's not sacred music. So by way of a guideline, if the church says, as the church does, sacred music is what should be selected for Mass, it seems to me that would rule out a secular song like the one that you just mentioned. I could think of a lot of secular songs, and the church would say no, because it's not secular, it's not sacred music, it doesn't really belong at Mass.
And knowing that you're a music-oriented person, I would be surprised that you haven't heard "Why Me, Lord" by Chris Christopherson, but maybe Cyrus can look that up and see if it's acceptable for play on the Patrick Madrid show.
Okay, Jake, we'll do our homework.